Hey there, friends. It's Nick. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the little series on the mistakes founders make telling their story. As you may have guessed, I'm on holiday at the moment. So some of these have been recorded ahead of time. Today I'm going to be doing something slightly more normal, talking about something slightly more normal. But from tomorrow, I'll be doing another series about an alternative story structure. And I think if we're interested in telling stories, if we're keen on learning about structuring stories, we want to make sure that we're not just relying on one kind of structure or thinking about things in one way. So from tomorrow, there'll be a little 8-part series about the way in which Robert McKee, who's a massively influential Hollywood screenwriting, what would you call him, consultant, I suppose, thinks about stories, particularly in the way that it relates to movies. And this can be massively useful, I think, for us as we're seeking to tell better stories about our businesses. So that's from tomorrow. For today, I just want to talk about a fantastic thing that happened a couple of weeks ago. I was watching Nudge Stock. So if you're not aware, I mean, I'm quite interested in behavioral science and, you know, neuroscience and all that kind of thing. And Nudge Stock is a free one-day conference, an online conference that is put on by the kind of the behavioral sciences group at Ogilvy Consulting. So part of this massive worldwide ad agency. And I didn't watch it all because it's basically almost 12 hours worth of speakers. But I thought it was absolutely fantastic how they started it. And by the way, I've mentioned in the past Rory Sutherland, whose book Alchemy is brilliant, really worth reading. He's really one of the guys that kicked off this conference. And he was the first speaker, but he was introduced by someone in the agency, someone higher up. And they did this fantastic thing where the whole thing opened. It opened on this guy, and he's obviously at home. He's talking to the thing, and he starts this pitch. He starts his welcome, you know, all that kind of stuff. And about 20 seconds in, 15, 20 seconds in, the screen kind of freezes and does the, you know, the classic kind of Zoom thing. You can hear him almost sort of swearing. And then he waits for it to come back, and then he starts again. And then it happens again. And it's that classic thing. And of course, what they were doing, so many of us, me included, thought, oh my God, this has started badly. This has started really badly. And of course, it was something of a gag. It was a story that they were telling and a fantastic way to actually get attention. It was one of those kind of car crash moments, really. And I just thought it was a lovely human thing because it's, as we often talk about in storytelling, it's so important to have that kind of connection. And, you know, I wonder if there's anyone in that audience or my audience who hasn't sometime in the last 18 months been on a Zoom call where suddenly their internet connection failed, or the person they were talking to, you know, they carried on talking, but they stopped moving, and then they went all pixelated, and then nothing happened, and you were going, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You know, all that kind of stuff. And this is the story that they started Nudge Stock off. By the way, the other fantastic thing about this, because it's behavioural science, they sort of advertised it as 12 hours of total BS, which I also thought was lovely. Anyway, that's me for today. From tomorrow, we'll do this this 8-part series about Robert McKee's story structure, and I think it's really useful and fascinating. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye now. And remember, your story means business.